Beat Red podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. I tell my stories, Katie tells her stories, we tell your stories. We're here to laugh with you, to cringe with you, to cry with you, all the things. We are here to bring some levity to your day. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
How was your week?
If you want me to start, I do actually have two embarrassing things that happened to me, which is really funny.
Oh my God, what?
Okay, so I'm very open about my Botox. I love Botox. Oh, okay. I'm a fan of it. Like, if you're not, that's totally fine too. There's nothing wrong with aging naturally, but I like my Botox. I'm also a chronic migraine sufferer, and it does help with that.
Oh, 100%.
So I have TMJ also. I've had it forever. And, you know, that's, if you don't know, that's where you clench your jaw at night when you're sleeping. Or throughout the day, whatever. So I finally, for the first time, got Botox in my jaw this past week. And so the technician that gave me the Botox, she was like, take pictures of yourself, like, just so you can see the befores and afters of your face. Like, if there's any, like, because she was like, sometimes, like, it can pop out weird. It can do weird things. Whoa. Like, just because the jaw is such a strange, like, the muscles in the jaw are so bizarre. Like, they can do a lot of weird things, whatever. So she was like, just take a picture, like, monitor it, whatever. Let me know in the next, like, couple weeks, whatever.
Yeah.
So I go to my car, and I have no makeup on. I've just gotten poked in my face, and I, like, take a horrible picture, like horrible, but it looks like my eyes are closed in the picture, and it looks like I'm like devastated in the picture, which is so funny.
Why?
It's just the way that it looks, like, because my eyes are closed and I'm just like in my car, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just like a weird thing.
Looks like you're like heartbroken.
Well, guess who accidentally posted it to her stories?
No, you did it. You did.
Yes, I don't know how I did it. I don't know how I did it.
And did you realize right away and delete it?
No, or I did not. 45 minutes later, my sister-in-law texts me, Vienna. Thanks, Vienna. Shout out to Vienna, the only person who apparently noticed.
Savior.
She was like, what's going on? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, why? And she was like, what is up with your story? And I was like, what story? And I go and look at it.
And it's you just like,
it's me
floating in the river with your eyes
looking like, I'm like, I mean, it was after the elections. I was like, that's probably what people assume. But literally, I'm just like sitting there, just like, it's the weirdest picture. And I was like, cool.
Yeah,
so like, we talk about like, how do people do that? Like, I did that.
I love that. Dumb. Did you see, like, had many people seen it?
I deleted it instantly. And when you delete a story, you can't even see your views. So
okay.
You're not interested. Like, not interested.
Don't
you
even
saw
know.
It? I don't know. I don't care. But thanks, Vienna, for letting me know.
Little did you know you got like 10,000 more followers followers.
Cool. Don't know. So that happened. And then also, I was like, it's just an embarrassing week. It's fine.
I love this.
So my son's into golf. So cute. Love to see him be passionate about something.
Yes.
He's in classes right now, but he's literally taken like four classes. He's never played a real golf course. Like, you know, he's learning. He's a bebe. He's a little bebe. And he's learning. So his teacher accidentally sent me a, like, he should do this like evaluation to like see where he's at. And they had told me like, oh, he has natural talent. Like, you should be encouraging him, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, all right, we'll do this evaluation, whatever. So I sign up for it. And first of all, I assume it's going to be where we've taken the classes. So I go there and they're like, we don't have anybody under that name. Are you sure you have the right thing? I look, it's at a different course. I'm like, cool. So that's embarrassing one. Embarrassment one. Embarrassment two, I arrive there and I'm already late, whatever. He goes out. He's never played a course. Like, they were not supposed to send me that message. It was supposed to be for level 4 to 6. He's level 1. So he goes on with these other two kids, and all of these other like real golfers are waiting for these kids to golf. And like, my son is like hitting the ball. It's like, he's not prepared.
He's still like hitting it. Like, he's practicing.
He's doing his best, but he's not prepared to be on the course. And all of these like golfers are like lining up, waiting to go on the course, looking at me. I'm not allowed to go with him. They're like, you have to stay here. It takes forever to get past like the first hole. And I'm just like sitting there like sweating. They're like, which one is yours?
No.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, why?
Like, none of them. I'm just enjoying a cup of tea.
Here? They ended up sending a message like halfway through. They're like, we're so sorry. We were not supposed to like have you come to this. And like, they ended up like, he didn't play the whole thing. He was excited and it was cute because he like played some of the holes and he like followed along, but
made him better.
He
you
didn't
know
what he was doing. And I was like, okay, I have to just let go of like caring what any of like this whole line of like real golfers pissed and waiting.
It's also the whole,
and they're like, oh, we have to wait for like 10-year-olds now. Cool.
Well, that's the place's situation. You know what I mean? That you'd have anything to do with
But I was embarrassed because they're all standing there annoyed, like and lining up and lining up and lining up because it's getting backed up and backed up and backed up and backed up. And they're all like giving me hate dagger eyes.
Oh, no.
So I'm just like staring at a squirrel, like trying to literally a squirrel. I'm like, hey, little squirrel, it's you and me. It's you and me, buddy. Just staring at a squirrel. Just like.
I love that. Yep.
So, yeah, that was fun. That's some embarrassment for my week.
Good I love times. This. Good I feel like times. The more we do this podcast, the more embarrassing things happen to me. That I love. I'm so happy about it because then I'm like, oh my God, I'm telling this on the podcast.
What happened?
Yeah, actually, I do have one.
Oh,
I went to Idaho and I went to a jumpy palace with my nieces. Uh-huh. And I was the only adult.
Like a bouncy house?
Yeah, like one of the, it's called Sky Zone. Oh, so you're like a trampoline on the trampolines thing. And you're doing crazy stuff on the trampolines. I jumped in, you know, the foam squares, and I got stuck in there and could not get out. I was old lady being like, oh my God. Oh God. And there, people lining up being like, we want to do this trapeze and jump in there. Like, well, what's going on, grandma? And I'm like, I don't know how. Cause every time I put my hand somewhere, it like disappeared.
It was like quicksand.
Foam. It was like the never ending story. It was so, I was just like sinking down to my feet. I know my nieces had to like extend their arm, like help me out. It was so embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
So yeah, that is embarrassing. Oh my gosh.
And that's funny. See, look at that.
It's happening.
Look at that. Do you want to kick us off this week?
I will kick us off. Yes. Okay. This is from Chuck in Kentucky, and he writes, when I was growing up, we went to the public pool a lot in the summers. In West Kentucky, summers get really hot and humid, so all my friends would get dropped off and we'd spend the day goofing off and splashing around. This summer when I was in eighth grade, I had a crush on a cute girl and was trying to impress her. I wasn't muscular or tall, but I was a goofball. I said, hey, Christy, watch this. And I jumped in the water and just floated there face down. I wanted to see if I pretended to be dead long enough if she'd jump in and save me.
Stop it.
Can you imagine?
Wait, was he face down?
He's face down dead. He was like a starfish?
Like,
yeah, he was pretending to be a floating dead body. Have you ever done that? I used to do that all the time.
That's so funny. So he's just like, that's his move. He's like, hey, watch this. He's like, I'm dead. Do you care? Do you even care?
Yeah. And like, maybe she's just like, oh my God, you're stupid. Like, what are you doing? Oh my God. He's like pretending to be dead.
That's hilarious. I just love that logic is the funniest thing to me.
Right, exactly. It's like so stupid. So he was like, I was prepared to go all the way. Like, meaning like what? Like death? Like, you're going to really die? You're going
to
really drown?
To die out of spite if she didn't save me.
That is a crush. Yeah. I was holding my breath and oddly at peace when I felt two big arms hug me around the belly and yank me upwards. As soon as I hit the surface, I was thrashing around, not having any idea what was going on. Thinking it was one of my friends trying to embarrass me, I pulled back. And as I was struggling, I punched them square in the face. The arms pinning me down let me go immediately, and I saw the lifeguard swimming next to me, holding his nose as blood poured out of it. He punched the lifeguard. He was trying to save him. The pool was deadly quiet, and then another lifeguard blew a whistle for everyone to get out. I was mortified and felt terrible for punching the lifeguard. I also got banned from the pool for the rest of the summer. My dreams of dating Christy were slashed for good.
Did Christy tell the lifeguard you were dead at least, or was Christy like, forget this?
I'm sure Christy was like, oh, whatever.
That's so funny.
Let's go jump in over there.
That's the most random
thing. So random. I don't know if you ever did it, but I used to do it like at least once a summer. I'd just like jump in and just pretend to be dead. But I would never
see who cares about me.
Seriously. But I would never. I think I was like trying to get saved by a lifeguard back then. No. No, no, no. It's from Chuck in Kentucky. We got our fingers everywhere. We got our feelers out for the whole U.S.
Chucky in Kentucky.
Chucky.
Okay, this next caller, her name is Mel, and her Instagram handle is It's Me Melly V. I love
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
It's Me Melly V.
I love it.
And she has got a story for us that I am very excited
yes.
about.
Yes. Okay, I'm so excited.
Hello.
Mel?
Hey, Katie. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. You're on with Katie and Mary Kay, the Beat Red Podcast.
Is it you, Melly?
Yes, this is me.
It's me, Melly V. We're excited to talk to you.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on the podcast. We're so excited.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited to share my story. It's kind of a thriller comedy and two in one, if you think about it.
Love it. Let's get into it.
Awesome. So So this was probably back in my college years. So I was probably like 19 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, went off to college. I was first time out and about by myself, you know, living the college life. It was great. Back in those days, too, things were super cheap. So life was great.
Yeah.
You know, as a college kid, you know, you're kind of just like adventuring and like trying out different things and like kind of figuring out who you pretty much are. I had a partner at that time. And, you know, I think the cool like niche at that point was like, you know, always be protected, always wrap it up, you know?
Yep.
It was like the fire and ice condoms, I think, that had just dropped. And it was like the fire sensation for the man and the ice sensation for the woman. It was like
you had to try
that
it
was talked about.
Oh,
you had to try
my
it.
God.
And so, you yes. know, obviously, you know, to try to, you know, keep things spicy and, you know, keep things going, we obviously were like, you know, it's Friday night. Why don't we try to, you know, Friday night condom? it's going. Things are going and moving, and you know, one thing leads to the next, and you know, we're pulling them out and trying them out, and it's really awkward to like say this because it's like when you are in like sex ed and like high school and even in college, you start realizing like, hey, you know, burning sensations are not a good thing. You should go to see the doctor. So, you know, we're getting into it. You know, I'm like, why is it burning down there? Like, this is not supposed to be happening. Right. And,
fire you wanted.
Yeah, you were not looking for that fire.
That's definitely not the fire that I was looking for, required. Like, it should have been on the packaging. Beware. Like, it was so funny. I'm pretty sure they ask if you're like allergic, and I obviously never knew I had an allergy to certain, you know, ingredients and stuff until this day. So obviously like we had to stop. It was so awkward. Like I didn't even know how to tell him like, this is not going the way it's going other than like, I have to go pee real quick. Yeah. And so I ran to the bathroom and I'm like, what is going on? And like, I'm like, oh my God, like this is excruciating pain. Like at this point,
so
I'm like,
no,
didn't know how to like what to do. And so like, I just thank God that I'm such a like blunt person and just like, hey, this is what's going on.
Good.
As a gal where like, I was just like, hey, I might possibly be having an allergic reaction to like this.
Oh my God.
Said condom. Yeah. And I need you to take me to like urgent care because this is not normal. And so he's like, thank God he's just like, you know, great and everything and was like understanding. He was like, oh my goodness. Okay. So I went to urgent care. My labias are so swollen.
No!
I look like Kylie Jenner.
God!
I look like Kylie Jenner. I'm so sorry. I had to air that out.
That's amazing.
I look like Kylie Jenner. I was Kylie Jenner before the Kylie Jenner lips were even came out.
But
it was on the wrong lips. Wrong lips. I kid you not. The guy, you know, and unfortunately, of course, the doctor at ER is a male. So he's like,
I'm like,
this is just my day, you know? And, you know, he walked in all professional and, you know, I'm explaining the symptoms, I'm telling him, and, you know, he's kind of looking at me like, should we do like an STD testing? And I'm like, no, sir, I think I'm having an allergic reaction to, you know, this condom. And, you know, immediately he goes, this is not my first case. I've had this happen already.
Oh,
and I'm thinking
no.
to myself,
that's why
like,
they were
maybe,
short-lived on the shelf.
That's why they were
seriously.
So short-lived.
You had a lawsuit right there?
Because I think that was probably something that they had probably seen with these, you know, fabulous condoms, might I say. It was just so great. I mean, I promise you, when I tell this story about like, when I say this story about how this all got started, I promise you people laugh and go crazy for it. But it's like, I'm pretty sure I had like a lawsuit.
You definitely did. You definitely did. I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure there were people like, I'm sure they got sued. Like they must have that. They swelled people's labials.
I've never had like anything Lubias. Like this happen to me before. Labials.
I don't even know how to say. My lips are swollen.
I haven't paid attention in sex ed class to be able to tell him other than like the wrong lips are swollen.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure like when I tell this story, people laugh and they're like, oh no, you know, are you okay? It's like, yes, I'm okay, but like, I really hope that this is why they took him off the shelf, because
I never looked back. You were like patient zero.
It's so embarrassing. You're in the middle of sex. You're with your partner. You're having a great time. And then suddenly you have to be like, we have to go to the ER. And you have to tell the ER doctor it's the condoms.
It's like Friday night condom night. And then the next minute you're on a stretcher with like swollen labias. And this like wide legged. And this man's like, I've seen this before.
Well, you know, the best part is, you know, I didn't have any ice, you know. And I'm like, okay, we have to go get some ice or something. And he goes like, he was like, no, it's okay. He was like, I have a pack of green beans in my freezer. I was like,
oh my God.
You're holding a pack of green beans on your crotch.
I'm like holding a bag of green beans on my crotch and on my vagina. I'm like,
your crotch got knocked out.
It was great, man. I promise you, to this day, best story I've ever told. I could have went to like emergency ER horror story.
It is perfect for our podcast, and I gotta say, we've never heard that before.
I know,
it's so good.
I honestly love that nobody had to go through this, and I was probably like the only person that had to go through it, because I would never even wish it upon my worst enemy. It was honestly so crazy.
How long did it take to heal?
Yeah.
It was like probably so immediately they gave me a steroid shot. Was a really big help. And then they obviously gave me like 2 go home meds. Immediately the swelling went down immensely the next day. And I think it was just mostly for the steroid shot that they gave me.
Yeah.
And then once I think I still kind of felt like something down there. Like when I say something, I feel like it's like, I don't know how to explain what swollen labias feel like, but it's like, you can almost, it's almost like wearing too tight of underwear and you can kind of feel it rubbing. That's like what it felt like. And it's just like the worst feeling.
That's so uncomfortable.
And I think after like 72 hours, I think it was like just like barely there, but it was bearable. Like I think after like 4 days, it was great. But definitely without that steroid shot. And if I wouldn't have went to the urgent care, I really don't even know what would have happened, because I don't even think Benadryl would have helped.
That would have been crazy.
Just picturing like enormous labias. Just like,
thank God,
like,
that you didn't just suck it up and say like, oh, it'll probably be fine. Like I'll just go to bed. Like it's good that you did say something.
Yeah.
It was just awful because I felt it. Like my body I was so like allergic to it, I'm assuming, that like my labias immediately got swollen. So when I like looked and felt it down there, I felt it like getting swollen.
Yes.
So I was like, oh no. That's when immediately when I was like, I gotta go to urgent care, I thought ER, but I'm like, okay, this is not an ER case. Like, I'm pretty sure there's people that are dying. Like, hospital.
Move over. I got my swollen.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen a sign that's like, it's unless you're dying, go to urgent care. So I'm like, all right, urgent care, here we come. Like, thank God for Samsung's urgent care in Santa Barbara. Full airing it out, but thank God for them because they were so great. They were so great. Got me in and out quick and easy. It was just great. The treatment part was great. The experimental part was zero.
No.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. That happened, but it's great. It's definitely embarrassing, and it's a great story for Beat Red.
So embarrassing. I think we should.
It's a great podcast story.
Yeah, it's so great. Great to talk to you too. And I'm glad that you live to see another Friday night condom night.
That's right. Love it. Except for now, it's condom and wine.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
No problem, guys. Bye, Katie.
Bye, guys.
So great. That's so good.
Right?
Yeah, it's so good.
The college experimental condom days.
Oh my God.
You got to try them all.
That's like automatically I'm skeptical because it's fire and ice. And you're like, how can it be both? Come on.
I feel like I did try that at some point and I didn't like it either. But that didn't happen to me, thankfully. Yeah.
Oh God. I didn't have sex until I was like 100. So that is what it is.
Till last year. It just
till I met my husband. No, I'm just kidding. This is from Paulie. In Virginia. So Polly writes, I was visiting my wife's family for Christmas last year. It was a full house in Idaho, and we were enjoying all that the holidays had to offer. We drove past houses so decked out that a man was taking donations to help keep his electricity bill paid. We baked and decorated cookies. I was able to introduce my little nieces to the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Aw.
I know. The Christmas spirit pumped through my veins, and I didn't even care that one of my nieces said ooh every time Kermit came on the screen. We drank hot chocolate and sang Christmas carols around the piano, bellowing the familiar songs with clear eyes and full hearts. There was only one minor problem. Outside was a never-ending ice rink. The rain had turned to ice. I hadn't packed boots because I didn't have any. One night, after driving very, very carefully around town looking at the lights, I got out of the car and slowly skated towards the house. My nieces were all around me, helping me inch closer to safety when I slipped and fell backwards. I hit my head so hard and screamed, "Fuck!"
Oh, no.
My nieces stopped and gasped. They were 4, 7, and 9. That word was a no-no. I got up and hobbled inside, totally ashamed and embarrassed to have shattered the Christmas spirit with my enormous fuck. Aww. I apologized and they giggled and my concussion sent me to bed for the rest of the visit.
Well, I mean, how do you not say it?
Can you imagine?
I gotta tell you.
I mean, that stuff just comes out.
You're whacking the back of your head. Yeah. It's coming out.
You slam the back of your head on ice. Yeah. In front. Yeah. You just gotta, yeah. You can't watch what you say all the time.
Sorry.
Sorry, babes.
Sorry. Okay, I have got another story for you.
Get out.
Okay, this next story comes from my friend Dima. She's on Instagram. She's hilarious. Her handle is Pretty on Fridays. She is a super talented home decor influencer, but she's also hilarious. And she has a newsletter that is one of the only blogs that I actually read. And it comes out every Friday. She shares all kinds of stuff. Last week, she shared this story. So I immediately asked her, I'm like, can I share this on my podcast? Because yes, this is hilarious. And she said yes, thankfully.
Yay.
Go stop what you're doing. Go follow her on Instagram, Pretty on Fridays. She's definitely worth it. You'll love her. And sign up for her newsletter because it's so good. Okay, here we go. I was at the doctor's office because I had a high fever. The nurse, who for some reason I still remember was wearing purple Crocs, asked me all about my symptoms. Not wanting to sound like a complainer, I put a very positive spin on what I actually was feeling because, God forbid, the nurse think that I, the patient, actually felt sick. I am no Debbie Downer. That's like you, I feel like. I feel like you would do the same thing.
You'd oh, my God. When I was in labor, I was like cracking jokes and trying to make everyone comfortable.
You're on your deathbed. You're like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. This is fine. This is totally fine.
It's like, we want to listen to a playlist. It's like hour 16 pushing.
I love it so much. The doctor walks in and does his thing. He washes his hands and asks for my symptoms again. Why do they always do that? He grabs that light thingamajig. I believe that's the technical term. Don't fight me on this.
It is.
You know, the light thing they use to look inside your mouth, your eyes, your ears, etc. Look at me, he says, as he puts it next to my face. I pause for a moment, confused. I thought he said, lick me.
Oh.
So I leaned in slowly with my tongue out, and he was horrified. He pulled away so fast and I was paralyzed. Paralyzed. I just sat there with my tongue sticking out of my mouth as the doctor stared at me in disbelief. I don't even know what happened after that because I'm pretty sure my soul left my body.
Yes.
I never went back to that doctor and it still haunts me to this day.
That is amazing.
I love it.
I love that. I mishear things all the time and it gets me in so much trouble. And I love that she just heard lick me and was like, the doctor asked, here we go.
That's what he wants me to do. I'm going
to
do it.
That's what I need to do. That's what I need to do to get better. I love that so much.
But also, I'm sure she was delirious and super sick. She's feeling like absolute shit. You don't know what's going on. Your head's like all foggy. And I'm sure, she probably couldn't hear that well because her ears were stuffed. And lick me. She's like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, here we go.
You're the doctor.
Yeah.
I love it, though. I was like, that's so funny.
So good. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for letting us tell that.
There's lots of misheard stories, I'm sure. So if you have one where you thought someone said something and you reacted to it in a way that was totally inappropriate, like please share those.
We need those. We need them. I feel like I have them. Yes, here we go. Okay, this is from Alex in Brea, California. And he writes, I was never great at batting, pitching, or even catching, but I loved being a part of a team. And more than that, I loved being part of a winning team. So when my little league team made it to the playoffs, I was thrilled. And we made it to the final round, I was overjoyed. It was a best of five series, and we were 2 games up. The morning of the big game, I was riding high on adrenaline. I had hardly slept the night before because I knew in my heart, you're gonna win that beautiful league championship trophy. After finishing my breakfast, I ran upstairs to change into my uniform for the big game. I hurriedly threw on my clothes and ran downstairs to head off to the big game. I keep saying the big game. I feel like it's a drinking game now. As we arrived at the field, I began to have the sneaking suspicion that I had forgotten something, but I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was. Oh, well, I thought, it can't be that important. The game began, and for the first few innings, not much happened. No one was really getting in on base. I struck out my first time at bat, but in the fifth inning, my team managed to load the bases, and it was my turn at bat. I stepped up to the plate, took a deep breath. I swung, missed on the first pitch. Then the pitcher threw two balls. Foreshadow, sorry.
I know what he forgot.
I took another deep breath and looked right at the pitcher. Something in my mind and body told me I was getting a piece of this next pitch. The pitcher threw and I swung and I got a piece of it. It wasn't a great hit, but I knew that at least one runner was going home. I ran as hard as I could. The shortstop had the ball and was throwing it to the first, so I began to slide. However, my legs ended up in a position similar to the splits.
Oof.
It was then that I heard the ripping of fabric. The ripping of fabric in the crotch of my uniform. Almost immediately, I felt a cool breeze blow across my... Sorry. Here we go. Almost immediately, I felt a cool breeze blow across my testicles. And it was then that I realized what I had forgotten. I was going commando in my uniform. No jockstrap, no cup, nothing. As I stood up, a hush fell over the crowd. Not because I'd been thrown out, but because my two balls... Sorry, we're very clearly hanging out of my uniform.
Just picturing balls dangling out of the bottom of your baseball pants is the funniest thing ever. I thought he forgot his cup was my immediate thought, but I thought he was going to get hit in the nuts.
But like his balls are hanging out.
That is hilarious.
He split his pants and he is like standing there. He's like, he's not in the dugout. I waddled my way back to the dugout and my parents took me home. My team won the trophy because of the one run I had batted in, but I wasn't there to see it due to the excruciating embarrassment. It was the end of my baseball career. Two balls and I was out.
That is so funny.
Isn't that crazy?
Picturing that
little like balls.
Balls hanging down out of your suit. And like, where do they go? Where can they go? Where can they go? It's so funny.
You got your like league whites on, and then you're just your two nuts are hanging out, and it's very obvious.
Dead. Okay. This next story comes from Rachel, and she writes, "One night when I was in college, underage, and felt like getting drunk, my friend had a fake ID, so he got me a jug of Carlo Rossi cheap-ass wine."
Hell yeah.
A jug of wine. It's going to be a good time.
Or not.
It was one of those nights. I was living in a single room, so I had privacy. I was feeling sorry for myself and got super wasted and ended the night alone with my vibrator.
Okay. You know what?
I woke up the next morning and felt like absolute trash. I had a really intense pain in my inner thigh. I thought maybe I pulled a muscle or something. But when I looked down, there was a black triangle shape with two lines trailing towards my junk.
What?
I then saw my trusty vibrator on the ground with stuff oozing out of the battery compartment.
Oh, no.
Guess it wasn't as waterproof as I thought.
What?
Clearly, I fell asleep after smexy times, and the vibrator stayed on my leg all night, and battery acid burned me.
Oh, my God.
I ended up having to go to the ER, thinking I'm dying, kind of. The triage nurse, male, laughed at me and told me he thought I could take care of this myself. 20 years later, I still have the scar.
Of course you do. You got burned by acid. Who says that? They're like, you should have taken care of this. A DIY. What?
You did it yourself. You should have taken care of it.
You should know how to remove battery acid from your skin. What?
Thanks a lot, man.
Don't buy cheap vibrators. The battery acid.
I mean, she was in college. You know, you're broke. You're in college. You got to use. Beggars can't be choosers.
You got to roll out the red carpet.
You got to take that cheap vibrator. You got to do what you got to do.
I just love that she passed out like so hard, you know, and then just like the battery just oozed acid. This is like an origin story for like a Marvel comic, like villain. This is like the Joker story.
It's wild.
But in your crotch.
If you have a vibrator malfunctioning story, please write us at thegreatpodcast@gmail.com. But I was like, wow. She's lucky though, too. Like battery acid burn. That's serious. She has a scar 20 years later.
That's so traumatizing.
I know.
Yeah.
It's good though.
Oh, I also love that she was like, let's get a jug of wine. But then she was like depressed in a room. That's so sad. I've been there.
Yeah.
All right. So I just decided I wanted to like remember things. I just wanted to like look up things that would make me laugh, right? Mm-hmm. So I have three things that made me laugh this week that I saw or that I remembered. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first one is when John Travolta failed at introducing Idina Menzel at the 2014 Oscars and said, "Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adela Dazeem."
Yeah, we all remember that. Yeah.
I just love that. I went back and watched the tape of it, and like, I love that he said the wickedly awesome one and only. Like, he built it up so well, and then he just butchered her name. It's still so funny to this day, and it's probably an embarrassing moment for John Travolta.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The second one was, I read it on BuzzFeed, and it said, "I fondly remember the day my friend called me asking if I knew of a hole she could crawl into and die, because while out shopping, she texted her husband to ask if they needed any more condoms and lube, except she accidentally sent it to her son's kindergarten teacher."
Oh, my God.
So funny. It made me laugh so hard. And the last one was from the BuzzFeed list as well, and she wrote, "When I was younger, I wanted to be a model. This was in the 90s, and I would make my mom cart me around to all these casting calls and beauty pageants. We were running late one day, and when we walked in, the room was packed. It was dead silent because the organizers were already talking to the audience. My mom was walking so fast on a mission. The doors to the room were open, and for whatever reason, at the last second, instead of walking straight through the doors, she veered to the left and walked straight into a floor-to-ceiling glass window."
Oof.
So they're like hurrying in because they're late. Her mom veers and slams into the glass window. It made the loudest noise. She screamed, and everyone in that room turned around to look. The speaker stopped talking. Everyone was looking. My mom ran away. My sisters followed her. And I had to walk in alone with everyone looking at me. I just love that so much. I know.
It's so awkward.
So awkward.
I remembered one of mine.
Yes, one of your stories.
Another one of mine.
Wait, it's from you?
Yeah, from
yes,
me.
Yes, Katie.
So this would have been probably 2001, maybe 2002. Long time ago, early in LA with Kristen. Shout out to Kristen. If you've listened to the podcast, you know who she is. My one of my best friends and old roommate.
Duba.
It's Duba. That's Sorry. My Duba. You've heard us talk like that, if you know. Anyway, so one day, and this I'm like, we went to happy hour. This was at Cabo Cantina, RIP. Do you remember Cabo Cantina?
Of course I remember that.
On Sunset?
Yes, that was I used to work right by it.
Such a fun place.
You drank one drink and you were like seeing visions of your future.
Oh, well, I don't even know how many drinks I drank, but we went there for happy hour. So this would have been like, it was probably like 4 o'clock. So we went there for happy hour and these guys kept buying us tequila shots.
Oh, of course they did.
So before we knew it, we were 10 sheets to the wind. Then I decided, let's go to Sky Bar, because we used to go to Sky Bar all the time. And we wandered over there. And this, so it was like 5 o'clock. And we were not guests of the hotel, as you can imagine. And I wanted to go in the pool because.
Oh, of course you did.
Of course I did, because it was a beautiful Los Angeles day.
Beautiful pool, gorgeous. Like, aren't there like a beautiful skyline?
Gorgeous pool, gorgeous views. Like, let's go in the pool.
Let's do it.
Was I wearing a bathing suit? Of course I wasn't wearing a bathing suit. So, what was I wearing, you ask? I remember what I was wearing to this day. I don't remember a lot. I was blacked out for a lot of it, I do remember that I was wearing a Superman thong. That's what I had on.
Superman thong.
I love it. And a red bra. And Kristen, I should mention, I was very much the wild child. Like, I'm like, you know, blacking out. She saved my life a million times. I've said that before. She's a good girl.
Yes.
I was definitely the like instigator, the peer pressurer, all of it.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, let's get in the pool. And she's like, I'm not getting in the pool. And I'm like, let's go in the pool. So I like strip all my clothes off,
my God,
jump in the pool in my thong and my bra. Oh my God. And it's just me in there. And I'm just like splashing around. I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Probably not. And I convince her to get in with me, which is shocking. So she gets in the pool with me in her bra and thong too.
God, I love
so
this.
So unlike her, but she got a wild hair process day. She's like, sure, let's do it. We had a great time.
I bet it was so refreshing.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But before I know it, there's staff coming over and saying, get the fuck out of the pool. Like, right. You know, one, they knew we didn't go there. Two, like, they changed things out before, like, the night shift. So it was, like, just that time of day. So she, of course, immediately obeys and get out of the pool. And I am like, No.
I'm just swimming.
Like, splashing around. Like, what's the problem? Oh, like, God. What is your problem? Like, get the fuck away from me. I'm having the best time of my life. And Kristen has to, like, look at the guy and she's like, I got this. Like, give me a towel. Because he came over with towels. And I'm like, wait, you never seen anybody in the palm of her. Like, literally, that's what I'm saying to him. He's like, no, I have, just not this early.
Just
like, looks down.
Superman thong.
Because it's, no, like, at 5 o'clock. Yeah. He's like, get out of here. Like, normally it would be like in the day or like maybe super late at night when people are like trashed. But like at 5 o'clock, he's like, you little trash bag baby, get out of here. You're not staying here. Like, get out. So she has to coerce me out of the pool and I finally get out. But just like looking back on that is so cringe to me that I did that.
Oh my
like,
God, it's so embarrassing. 22 years old. Funny. Like, and you know what? Everyone has jumped into a pool drunkenly.
Yeah, it was just that I was like I was always the belligerent drunk. I was the little hot mess, like belligerent drunk.
You
like,
were
that
drawn
was me.
To water too. You jumped into the fountain. Remember in the other one, you jumped into the fountain. You jumped
I was
into the pool.
Trying to sober up, like subconsciously, I guess.
But I mean, if you had been a guest, why would they? You know what I mean?
I clearly wasn't.
Well,
clearly wasn't. Like rolling off the streets, like trashed, like jumping in the pool, like no go away.
I love it.
So I thought of that and I was like, oh my God.
You know what? That is embarrassing.
But it is a memory that Kristen loves and she thinks it's so
I love
funny,
it.
So I was like, I'll tell that one. Mom, don't listen
love
to that.
Love it.
And I have another little short one
go for
that
it, yeah.
I think is so funny.
Yes.
So even though it's short, I was
can't
like,
wait.
I haven't heard this before and it's just hilarious. Again, goes back to like the misunderstandings, like hearing something, you know?
Yes.
So this is from Bonnie and she writes, I was getting a bikini wax with my regular girl and she said, take it all off. She meant my hair, obviously. And I said, okay. And then I proceeded to take my shirt off. She was like, no, I mean the wax hair. She was super sweet about it. And we both laughed, but I felt so dumb. I'm not sure what I was thinking.
There is a theme here where like people are just like, take it all off or lick me. And you're just like, do it.
Yeah, okay.
You trust people so much. You're like, I guess I have to be naked for this. I
she's
mean,
like,
you
know, my crop top's in
she's
the way.
She's going to give me like,
she's like
a nipple wax? Okay, let's do it.
I'm already like looking like Winnie the Pooh, but okay, you need me to take it all off? You need to see my boobs too? Okay, fine. I'll do it. Fine. Whatever you say.
I love it. So funny.
Take it all off? Yes.
I love it. It's like Ron Burgundy with his teleprompter. That's so cool.
Take it all off. So, yes, that is our show.
That is our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you have a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, go to our Patreon page, which is linked in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.